4HKX and 4ZLK. 4HKX and 4ZLK. Hey, anybody on frequency?
In 4ZLK and 0TR.
You're a good person to ask. Just wanted to know if you could give me a signal report and an audio report here.
Perfect. I'd give you a 599 if it was HF. Really sound nice, fishing. New radio?
It's a Yaesu 150, FTM 150. Analog radio, but been looking at it for a while. It's an upgraded version of the one I was using in my truck, my work truck. That was a dual band, but it was only one VFO at a time.
Mine is two on my old Yaesu's in the car and the truck, and the one here is an old one, an ICOM 208. But still works. Bernice is over there watching NCIS, and I'm just sitting here and I just made us some popcorn. Well, your signal couldn't be any better, Shane.
I was using a Kenwood 742A. It's a tri-bander, but only had the 2 meter and 440 hooked up. And I think it was whenever I heard my signal, it sounded like it had a little bit of a hum on it. But the speaker, I'll tell you what, the speaker on it was a lot better than this one. You sound a little more tinny out of this one.
External one you can plug in?
One, but it's in use on another radio at the moment, so I may have to, I could probably plug it in. I don't know. I have to find where the plug is, the little outlet is on this one. I just set it up and was running through the menus and wanted to get an audio report on it, though. As long as it sounds good, that's the main thing on the other end of it.
Well, if you're down this way, I got several without looking in the box over there. They're just laying there. Remember the Radio Shack ones? I got one or two of those, and I got some Motorolas, and I'll give you one. They have pretty good audio. I think they're about a 4-inch speaker. Nothing special about them, but they really work nice.
I may just have to get used to this. I was just looking for the input without messing up while you were talking here. It may be inside. This one is a removable head as well. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I may not leave this one on my desk. I may put this one in my truck and bring the other one in here. I'm not sure yet.
Roger. I have an external speaker, and I just took Velcro and Velcroed it to the carpet right behind the center console. And boy, it sounds great in the car, the one in the truck, and it's one of those. So if Patrick's down here one of these days, just tell him to pick one up, and I'll send it up to you.
I don't even see Patrick anymore. And I also have another issue going on here I'm just figuring out. I've installed a new monitor for my computer at my desk here, but it's a television, 32-inch, brand-new TV, best picked up from Costco, pretty cheap. But I tell you what, that thing is putting out a signal because my squelch keeps picking it up, RF squelch. And whenever I change screens, if I pull up a different web page or it has something else on it, like a screensaver on it, it changes the output of the RF signal, but I'm still getting it. And then sometimes it's gone. It's not even there. So I don't know what's going on.
You can put some of those chokes on the cable going to it. I got one on mine. I don't know if it does any good or not, Shane, but they're supposed to. The little circle things, you know. I did have some of those left over, but I don't know that I do now, and I'm not telling you. I know Gary did before EY used some. I give him some, and the ones I got are pretty good size. But I have to look in the drawer here and see. Pull it up. Yeah, I got some of those, but they're rather large. You just wrap your cable through them. They got about a 2-inch hole in the center of them, and they're about a 1/2-inch thick. Ferrite cores. I was trying to think of the name, but getting old, Shane.
And I was trying it on my old Kenwood and didn't help. Is it supposed to go on the coax?
I don't have any on this radio. Let me look at DHF back here. Oh, they're buried. Yeah, they're on the coax. And I don't know if that's correct or not, because coax is shielded. As to VHF, UHF, yeah, I'd say that'd be correct, Shane. I don't think it'll be, yeah, it's not coming in on the power, I don't think. But you need to ask somebody with some high-tech smarts on that, maybe. Well, somebody on one of these repeaters will know.
To go on the coax because it's getting an RF signal into it and breaking the squelch. I did just wrap it around this cable, the coax, right at the back of the radio, and I don't know if it's coincidence or not, but it went away. But it does go away sometimes and then come back. So we'll see. I'll leave it on there for a little while and see what happens.
CR within 4Z, okay. Yeah, Bob up north in D7J, he used those big monitors, and he might have some input on it if you can get a hold of him. I don't know what repeater he stays out on now. I haven't heard from him in a long time. But very good operator. And W4EEY, if you look at his website, you can write him an email. And he's absolutely brilliant. he used to work at on those huge transmitters, the worldwide ones. I can't think of the name of it now. Over in Europe and Africa and places like that. Really, really smart fella.
A place not far from me up here, just a couple miles, and then he sold it and when he got remarried and moved. And I know ND7J, Bob, I haven't seen him in a while or talked to him either. I know he had sold everything or was selling everything but a 2-meter rig for a while. So, I don't know, this seems like it may have helped. Is the audio okay, though? I turned the mic gain down. There's like 5 settings on it. There's a low, a minimum, a normal, high, and a max. And I think I have it on below the normal one.
Perfect. I gotta turn on the light here where I can see. Let's see, Shane. Gosh, I am getting old. Can't read the top of the recorder here now. Play and record, that's what I want. Oh, it still runs. Old Radio Shack recorder. Go ahead and say hi to Bernice and talk to me a little bit there.
This is N4ZLK with N0TR. And hello, Bernice, if you're there. Nice to hear you tonight. Hope you and Tom have a good evening and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Stand by just a second here. And try to rewind this to zero. And we'll try to do it and see if it picked it up right. And pause if you're my help.
N4ZLK with N0TR. Hello, Bernice, if you're there. Nice to hear you tonight. Hope you and Tom have a good evening and happy Thanksgiving to everyone. N4ZLK.
And I think I was moving the recorder around a little bit, Shane, but you can see it's just pure as can be.
Say that. I know every radio is a little different. I want to make sure the signal was okay. And who better than to ask you, because you're familiar with me and my signals on a couple different radios, so I figured you'd have a good input.
Recorder, because I got the ready room lights on down here tonight, and it's a little bit hard to see. And I turned on a table lamp here in front of me, and so I was moving around a little bit, and it made a little bit of clicking in there, but it wasn't you, I assure you. Well, you been doing any HF? Bernice asked me last night, says, did you talk to that guy? It was an IZ3, and I said, yeah, 2023. And she said, oh, you didn't talk to him? And I said, no, but I will. So I carried on a little conversation with him in Italy, which is easy. And other than that, there's been a guy on that's... the call sign was PJ4KV in Bonaire. I didn't have him on 30, so I worked him. Seen one from South Dakota, a 2x1, which is kind of unusual. And South Dakota's kind of barren, you know. And I've worked North and South Dakota, but I always grab him. And he was on 40 sideband the other night. And then I Belgium and Aland Islands and Guatemala City and Madagascar and a few things like that. I have a little fun, but boy, since they put that FT4 on, or FT8, you look at QRZ and that's all there is some dead burn computers, and I'd like to see it, say it in a worse fashion, but yes, that's not my cup of tea, as you know.
Understand? No, I have not worked any HF in a while. I had my radio room torn apart and emptied out, actually, for a while. I had repainted all the walls and the ceiling and pulled the carpet out, put new flooring down. And I've got it where my coax comes up through the floor in the corner. It was carpet before, and I just drilled a couple holes and ran some coax through it, but got a piece of the flooring that I'm putting down, and I installed some, drilled some holes and put some through connectors, and I'm going to screw the coax that's coming from my outside box with my lightning arresters. I'm going to screw those to the bottom side of that piece of flooring, and it's going to snap into place, and then I'm going to make some jumpers to go from there to the radio, so I'm going to work on those maybe tonight and tomorrow. And then install that piece of flooring back where it needs to go in the corner, and then the flooring will be done. And I've got a spare piece cut and ready, so if we ever move or ever change anything around, I can just take that one out and put in the spare piece of flooring that will fit, and you'll never know. So, or no one will ever know there was a coax coming through there at one point. So I haven't been on HF. I've been a little busy. I've turned it on a few times and kind of listened to some CW, but... And I think my tuner for my, the one I use for the CW, I think I might need to change the batteries. I think it's got six little batteries in there because it's not tuning properly on the odd bands. 80 and 40 and 20, I don't need a tuner for them on the CW portion of the bands for both my antennas. But 30 was terrible today, and it was saying I was putting out more power than I know I was, so I think I need to change the batteries in there. And four, is that okay?
Oh, they got that commercial one I don't like right now. I got the sound off. I can't watch that. Well, I've had a bad, cold for probably 10 days and on a bunch of medicine. But I did hear you telling some of the things that you had done to your son-in-law on that the other day, and while you have been busy, I haven't very much. I got rid of the old chickens and we're getting the pen ready for the new chickens. Bernice and I built a new nest for it. But that's about all we've done lately. I just been too dead burn sick and coughing up, and I was really worried about it because they found some stuff in the bottom of my lungs the other day that just IDL or something like that. So I got to go to a lung doctor first part of December and get an exam. And I hope they're wrong because I've had so many surgeries on my lungs that one doctor, the heart doctor, said it could just be scar tissue from previous surgeries because I had so many chest catheters stuck in me over the years. but they called it bullous emphysema. But I outlived all of them, so I'm pretty happy and pretty lucky, and the good Lord's blessed me. But that sounds really, really nice. I think I'd stand off that lightning arrestor just a little bit from anything that could burn. I don't know, but I've seen some bad things happen with lightning. But I got those lightning arrestors got little receivers in them. Is that what you got?
Little replaceable fuse. If it goes to that point, it's supposed to blow that fuse and send it straight to ground. It's mounted on a grounding box attached to a grounding rod outside.
They work. I've blowed one fuse. I never had a direct jet, but a direct jet is so terribly bad. I had a friend, he's passed away now, in foreign NY4G. No, that's Ariel's. That burned. N0IGZ. I got zapped. And he did. He was sitting there at his radio one night. Gosh, he built all his own 6-meter antennas and HF antennas and stuff, beams. And just an everyday guy. And he said, I was sitting there and lightning hit his antenna and it fragmentated the rotator box right out at him. He said it scared me to death, Tom.
Hold me there for a minute when you said N4YG. I mean NY4G. After you said he passed away, I was like, wait a second, I hadn't heard that. That's good. I'm glad it wasn't him. I'm trying to send you some photos of before and after. And I sent you something, but it was the wrong one. A before and after picture of our front, the front bedroom, the main guest room. And let's see, I'll try to do that. I sent you two pictures of my radio room empty instead of the front guest room. I think I found one, then I'll send it to you and what it looks like now.
I was trying to open another window here. There, I think I got it. My Gmail. I was downloading an app that my grandson gave me. And you see an airplane, you can actually point your phone at it, and it'll, like they were in Charleston a few days ago, and there was a C-17 down there, which is kind of like a C-130, only newer. And a fan jet, not a turboprop. He says, oh, yeah, that's out of Greenville. And he just points the phone at it, and it tells him. That's pretty cool.
That is cool. I know on this one, on the iPhone, I can, you know, you can just say what flights are above me right now, and it'll tell you. But I've also got a couple of airplane apps that I can pull up, and it'll show, as long as they're pinging, you know, with the proper stuff. It doesn't show military aircraft all the time. Every once in a while it'll be in there, but not generally. So, but anyway, it's really coming down. I didn't know it was going to continue raining. It just started raining again up here. N4ZLK.
Here too, they're showing on my weather station 2300s. Shane, that's beautiful. Wow, you did a terrific job. From the looks of it, you might even have changed the Casablanca fan in there. I don't know. I can't tell. It's probably just different angle.
Didn't change the fan, but I took it down and my wife painted the whole thing, spray painted it black. So she's done that several times, a couple other fans, and through the years, and it always turns out well. It's cheaper than buying a new fan.
You're a craftsman, let me tell you. That's a beautiful job.
Decorating, so I just laid the flooring, and then she came in. Oh, I did paint. I painted too, but she decorates it, you know, with all the accessories.
Oh, kudos to her too. She done a great job, Shane. Beautiful bedroom there, I'll tell you for sure. Well, yours is, looks like it's a lot bigger than ours. And you even got a place for the grandkid over there.
It has been used a lot, and we can move it around to where we need to. And we've got a portable one, too, that can go in another bedroom if more than one is here. Hey, let me let you go. I got to help my wife find something. But enjoyed talking to you. Thanks for the signal report, Tom. It's good to hear you. I'm glad you're doing better than you were, but I know you got a little bit going on, so we'll be thinking about you. Hello to you and Bernice, and happy Thanksgiving if I don't talk to you. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Well, tell your wife, she's quite the decorator. Man, beautiful job. And Shane, it's been a pleasure. And Bernice said, tell you hi, and happy Thanksgiving to you guys. And thanks for taking the time to send me the pictures and give me the time of day here. Always enjoyed it. Miss you out on the road, but I'm glad you're not there. Feel a lot better about that. N4ZLK, N0TR73, Shane.
A lot. Good to hear you. N4ZLK.
Here's to Bernice in a minute. N0TR.